Are you ready? Okay, start.
No, press it.
I pressed it.
All right, Chris.
Okay.
You always catch me leaning back.
Well, you know, I ask if you're ready, and then you just say, you know, I'm leaning back.
Well, what else am I going to do except lean back?
Well, lean forward.
Lean forward? That's what I'm doing right now.
Okay, we have a show. It's recording.
Okay. Oh, it's recording. All right. Welcome to Comic Culture, the podcast.
It is a podcast.
Yeah, the podcast that goes through tons and tons of tits pizza.
Tito's.
So hold on. I misread that. So Chris got us some pizza that has T-I-T with letters. What color are those letters?
Green.
Green, thank you. And it's got a big tomato, and then it's got, in red, and then it's got S at the end.
That's right.
Right.
Yeah.
So I guess that is Tito's pizza.
It is Tito's. The tomato is supposed to be an O.
An O,
but
right.
I can see how you might misread that as, you know, something else.
Right. So what we'll do is we're definitely going to have a picture of that on the podcast.
I'm sure they're going to love it.
Yeah. And we also champion all things comics and all things collectible in comics. And boy, Chris, you and I... we're just getting together. We're saying hi. We were getting, you know, having, you know, hey, how's your week?
Yeah.
All this kind of stuff.
And then I got into it.
Then I had a box of stuff that I had, I'm going through. And then you said to me, this is what you said to me.
Mm.
You go, well, can I buy some of these? I go, no.
No.
They're all going on eBay.
They're all going on eBay.
You can't buy any of those.
Which frustrates me to no end.
And it frustrated you to no end. And then we changed the subject. And then I went outside to get the little chip here that we used to record.
Yeah, and then I started looking at the books.
And then you started looking at the
books. Got mad at me.
And then I came back into the office. And then you said, hey, what's the point of having a brick and mortar store anymore, Walt?
Yeah, exactly.
You know, if you're not going to sell any comics through it.
What's the point of that? What's the point of having a brick and mortar store?
And I got all up back.
Yeah.
And I go, what do you mean? Yeah. And so I want you to try to tell people what your pet peeve is right now.
Well, it's not a pet peeve first of all, I need to preface this by saying
preface it.
I completely understand your mentality of wanting to make money at this business. That's the idea.
Helps keep the doors open.
Yep, sure does.
Uh-huh.
The problem I have is, as a guy that likes to collect, you know, Golden Age, Silver Age, Copper Age, pretty much anything,
mm-hmm.
The only books you can find at brick and mortar stores nowadays are moderns and some Bronze Age.
Maybe up to, you know, copper for sure.
Copper
maybe
for sure.
Maybe a few late bronze stuff.
Yeah, a little bit
you're
of bronze.
You're not going to see a Spotlight 5
no.
or a Spidey 129 or a Hulk 181
oh,
on
no.
any shop no. wall anymore.
No, you know? Not even close.
But you'll see a She-Hulk one maybe.
Maybe.
Yeah, Nova
even,
one.
Even that's going to be hard to find now.
Hey, right.
So I guess my point is, here I am. I want to buy this stuff. I've got cash in hand.
Yeah.
But, you know, now you, and not just you, but many people like you,
mm-hmm.
Are saying, no, I want to put it on eBay because I'm going to get 50% more than what you might give me. Maybe. Right.
So, the solution to that is that you just give me 50% more.
Well, okay, but you won't even let me do that.
I know. No, I first of all, those things aren't mine yet.
I
understand your argument, and I understand, and I think it's a valid one, and I think that's the rabbit hole you and I are going to go down this show.
I think it's a valid argument. I mean, what's the point of having brick and mortar? Let's be honest. Okay, so first of all, let's just tackle the back issue market in brick and mortar.
Right.
Okay.
Yes.
You know, people have, it's very rare to see a store that has a huge back issue collection.
Right.
Of any value.
Right.
I'm not talking the $2 bins.
Yeah.
Everybody's got lots of those.
Mm-hmm.
But of any value, of anything, it's pretty rare to see anybody that has, like, you know, 50 bins of older books.
Silver bronze.
You
just go leafing through those.
Yep.
You know, thick runs of Daredevil and FF. Okay, you may be missing the 48 or whatever, but
yep.
You still have lots to choose from. Lots of 12 centers.
Even if you had like you know, later issues of FF, and but nobody has anything before 2000.
Right.
Like, nobody has anything before 2000. Yeah. You want a book from 1990s, it's there is nothing, nowhere to be found.
Yeah.
So it's pretty rare that any store has, and the reason is but that all these people, like yourself, will throw things up on eBay, and all the power to them, like and you, because you're going to get top dollar for it. But as a guy that wants to support local businesses, I can't do that.
I understand.
I can't go in and buy money. I wish I could buy money. Yeah. Buy stuff that I don't necessarily want just because I feel like I should be supporting a local business. So here I am. I've got, you know, my money in my hand. Yeah. I want to go in. And you say, well, buy some toys. Buy some moderns. Buy some floppies.
Mm-hmm.
Floppies might not even exist in 10 years.
Yeah.
It might be going straight to trade paperbacks. I mean, Marvel has now nixed their exclusive agreement with Diamond. DC's already done that.
Yeah.
How long is it before, you know, the floppy market's going to collapse without a company like Diamond to hold up all the independents?
Right.
So, right. You know, what's to stop it from, you know, just dissolving?
Yeah, you're good. These are all good points, Chris. You're not done.
No, and then the other thing is, so, you know, if I'm not a toy collector,
mm-hmm.
you know, again, if I was a toy collector, anything of value that I wanted to collect of that was older, again, eBay, or I might as well just go to Toys R Us.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
So what's the point of having a brick and mortar these days?
Yeah, no, that's a good point. I mean, I think you saw some of that starting... I would say a decade ago, maybe not, you know, in around a decade ago, give or take a few years, where shops would, there would be two things. One would be like the variants.
Right.
The 1 in 100 variants or whatever. And then we didn't do it. We fought forever not to do this. Forever.
Yeah.
Right. And we would just set a price. And then, so what happens, stores wouldn't have the variants available.
Right.
Because they would go right on eBay.
Yep.
Because they knew that their client base would pay, you know, $75 for that 1 in 75 variant.
Right.
But they're posting it either at a buy it now or putting it on an auction and getting $250.
Right.
Right. And their fear was if they put $250 on the wall and it was still there 2 weeks from now,
nobody
would want it.
Yeah.
Right. So that started off that way. And then you saw, every now and then, again, we fought this tooth and nail. We did. We still fight this one.
Yeah.
You hit a good book, you get a hot book, and all of a sudden, you know, the shop, oh, we're out of copies.
Sure.
Right?
Sure.
You know, a Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle thing comes and
yeah.
Oh, yeah, we're out of copies.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, they got 62 copies in the back, and because it's 2 days old, they don't want to sell it for cover.
Right.
They're selling it for triple cover on eBay.
Yeah.
Right?
Right.
You got hot.
Right.
Right. Already stores were practicing cutting their local buyers out.
Right.
Right?
Right.
So now in this crazy dumb market of silver and gold and bronze, not gold so much, but silver and bronze, especially marvels being worth crazy money.
Yeah.
The problem is, and it's a disconnect, and I don't know if it's a time lag disconnect, but generally speaking, the people coming into your shop to buy back issues are, how can I say it? They're back issue collectors.
Right.
They're not ahead of the curve. They're back issue collectors. They're at the curve or maybe a little bit behind the curve.
Right.
So they're collecting in the same mode that they've been collecting for the last 20 years.
Right.
They don't necessarily understand or want to understand or want to participate in the fact that this raw Fantastic Four book that was, you know, worth $100 10 years ago, $150 one year ago, is now worth $400.
Right.
They don't want to pay that.
No.
Right?
No.
But you know, as a retailer, that you can get $400 for it.
Right.
Right? But you also have this feeling, maybe you don't know, but you get a sense that your local market guys aren't going to be paying the $400.
But they might. And
yeah.
But the problem is that, you know, and I've talked to you about this before, and you've said, well, back issues don't sell at the stores.
They would now. They didn't before.
Right,
unless you had like the keys, right? If you threw a 129 sure. Spidey on your wall, you'd get a buyer.
But I think that if you threw, you know, anything from the, for sure, anything from the Silver Age, definitely, and definitely Bronze Age, maybe some copper too. If you throw that up on the walls at your store, they're going to sell. And then you're going to have more traffic through your stores to sell all that, the other stuff that you're trying to sell of retail product.
But it also, this dilemma we're in also was caused by another thing.
What's that?
So let's say our store, let's say Big B.
Yep.
We were always good because we had a lot of people on staff that knew their stuff.
Right.
Right? You know, me, Jay, Adam, we all knew old comics
right.
well. Right. We always had the ability to buy more than the local market can bear.
Right.
Right?
Right.
So that's where cons came in.
Yep.
You know, and then when cons disappeared, we started taking them online.
Right.
So cons disappeared roughly 2 years ago.
Yep.
Right? No, a year and a half ago.
Yeah.
Well, maybe a year ago. A year and a bit. A year and 2 months
yeah, ago. Yeah, because the cons would have started about a year ago.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, they would have started in
Did that March show go on? No.
No.
Toronto? Yeah, no. So you're looking at February of last year, probably the last show.
Yeah.
So, yeah. 14 months ago.
Yep.
Right? Right now, you're getting into the second con that's being missed.
Right.
Everyone now is a second one.
Right, right.
So, to compensate for that, we went online. To compensate for the fact that people weren't coming in, everybody went online. But above and beyond the fact that, you know, we had the ability to buy more than the local buyers, the local comic shop buyers can buy off of us. You know, we needed that con. We
right.
needed the CGC submissions for graded stuff. We needed all those other, you know, and then the CGC stuff can go on ICE or can go on eBay or whatever for us. So all those mechanisms were in place already. So it wasn't something that's like new starting from scratch now.
Right.
But what's happened, though, is now because those avenues were already established with this stupidity in the market right now. What I mean by stupidity is like a compliment to how strong the market
right.
is.
Right, I get it.
Not
yeah,
in the
I
sense
know.
That people are dumb.
No.
So now it's like something comes in. Oh, you know, Jay. Oh, boss man, you got to throw that on eBay.
Yeah.
You know? You're going to get way more for it on eBay.
Right.
And it's funny because I was negotiating with a guy that had bought some stuff.
Okay.
And then he was selling some stuff.
Okay.
And the funny part about it was, I go, look. And this was true. I go, look. Why don't I run these for you?
Meaning what?
Run them on auction.
Okay, yeah.
Because I told him, I guarantee you this. I go, I guarantee you this. I go, you're going to take them to your usual suspect guys.
Right.
A couple of them are shopkeeps.
Yeah.
That want margin, that want skin on the bone, as they call it.
Yeah.
You know? And a bunch of them are your old collecting base guys
yeah.
who are all old style guys that want to grind.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
I go, you're going to get beat down to a pulp on these.
Right.
You're going to try to make a bit from basically from the collection that you bought.
Right.
Right. You put them up now on eBay.
Yeah.
On our site. And we charge 25, I think it's 25%. Like
I think roughly that.
Yeah. Because eBay takes like 14 and you know, we take 11 or something
that. Yeah.
I go, even after the 25%,
yeah.
you're going to be making 30% more than you would have made shopping around.
Right. Track. Right.
So he tried that for a batch.
Okay.
And it worked.
Nice.
Yeah. We got ridiculous money for stuff. And she was shaking his head. I go, how did that get that?
Yeah.
How did that get that?
Yeah.
You know, like, I think a couple of weeks ago was that FF6. We had a Fantastic Four 6.
Okay,
low grade.
Yeah.
You know, we're talking about a $400-$500 book on, according to the GPA, or like the sales may have been like from January or December of last year. Or
right.
But this was ungraded.
Yeah.
Right? So it's going to get even less.
Yeah. See, I almost understand. I almost understand.
It got double what he thought it would get.
That's ridiculous.
So I said, hey, if you had taken that around,
yeah,
you would have got half.
Right.
Right? So, you know, and even after we take our cut, you're like hundreds up.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Obviously, that was a good example.
Sure.
But my point is, like, the argument is valid. So
I get it. But I mean, so you're talking from a strict. I mean, and I understand your point of view. Don't get me wrong. But I guess my point is, so if you're going to just constantly throw those things up on eBay, then what's the point of having brick and mortar?
Exactly.
Right.
Exactly. My point, I guess, is you need to find a balance of both.
And do you think you found that balance?
Absolutely not, because we're in shutdown right now. Right?
Right. And so, I mean, thank goodness you have eBay and all that other stuff.
So, but the problem is, you have to then fight. We have the same thing, Chris, at the shop with toys.
Right.
What the market will bear locally for toys.
Yeah.
Like Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle new releases that are hot and everybody wants them.
Yeah.
We have this set markup in the store that we don't want to pay more for, because traditionally we've always competed with your Walmarts and your Toys R Us.
Right, right,
locally, right.
Yes, right?
So, we don't want them selling something for $79 and us selling it for $109.
Sure.
Nobody's going to come.
Sure.
Right? So, and these toys now are going so well that these companies, they allocate the cases to you.
Yes, yes,
right?
Yes.
Right? So you thought you're getting 8 cases, you end up getting 3 or 2 or 3, let's say. So now, but they're getting 109 online.
Right.
So now it's like, do you really want to starve your local customers and say, hey, we have no toys for you?
Sure.
We don't. We put them out at the 79.
Right.
Begrudgingly, almost.
Right.
Right. Right. To satisfy just that local thing.
Right.
And it's almost the same balance we have to find now with back issues. We have to monitor, come up with a way. It's all a brave new world. It's all new territory.
Yeah.
We have to come up with a way where we're not going to fail the local collecting community.
Right.
But
right.
We're also not going to fail ourselves as a business.
Sure.
Because, you know, providing the local collecting community with collectibles, it pays off down the road.
Sure, absolutely.
You say, hey, well, you know, I've been buying off you for 22 years. You know, it's time
to sell.
Yep, you know what I mean?
Right. Yep.
And you're here, you know, and you've always had stuff and you've always given me a deal and blah, 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 blah.
Yeah,
yeah. What can you give me for all this stuff, right?
Sure.
So that, you know, that's to pay back later.
Right.
Right? For a business.
Sure.
You know, so, yeah, I mean, with the way it is now, with the rush to the market the way it is now with online seems to be like the no-brainer. And in our gold rush mentality of rushing everything to online, you are absolutely right.
Right.
Businesses like ours,
yeah,
like Big B, are neglecting the local collector. Luckily, we're not neglecting them too much because
they can't
even come into the store.
Right.
Right.
Yeah, I know. I get that. Yeah.
But, it's something going forward that we're going to have to do a better job, at. You know, that toy analogy, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Toys are a lot easier because, you know, it's like, okay, you got 3 cases instead of 8. You know, because before we wanted to put 5 online and 3 in the store would have been plenty.
Right, right.
Now
we've
only got 3.
Right.
You know, the store can easily swallow up 3.
Yeah.
But online can easily swallow up 3.
Yeah, yeah.
So where do you put them?
Right.
Right.
But I mean, I think as long as you're still making your markup, a decent markup, you know, maybe not making a hundred, maybe you don't put it at 109, but maybe you can put it at 89.
Yeah, there's been a reluctance in the store with our guys to do that.
You know, well,
because, and that's what I've been pushing. But not necessarily as one of those greedy owner guys.
No, no.
But as like a compromise. Like,
well, and that's the thing. So like, I agree, because as a guy that would want, that I enjoy going to stores and supporting local businesses. You know, I would rather, you know, go in, look at what I'm buying, have it in my hand, and then end up buying it. Now, if I have to pay an extra, you know, $10 or whatever on it, I'm more than happy to do so. And I'd rather do that with old books, too. At least I can go in there, I can pay with cash, I don't have to worry about MasterCard or Visa and then transactions and then shipping and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
Right? I can go in there. So if I have to pay an extra 25% or whatever, I personally would be happy to do that.
Right.
Because at least I know what I'm getting. I can look at it. When I'm buying a raw book online, now I get it I totally understand it for books when it comes to graded books. Because the grade is the grade, you know. But when it comes to a raw book, now I know you're a good grader, but, you know, so what, I'm only going to buy from you now, my old books?
Right.
Because I don't know what other guys are going to grade like. I might buy an old book and then find out, well, it wasn't that good. Maybe I missed this or missed that. Yep. Yep. You know, the picture wasn't as quality as I thought it would be.
Yep.
You know, there's a lot of ifs, ands, or buts here. So I would much rather have it in my hand, go through it, leaf through it if I can, and then buy that book at a brick and mortar. Now, I understand that the industry is growing by stupid leaps and bounds. So if I have to pay an extra, I don't know what you want to call it, premium of 25%,
I would do it. It's not even a premium. Like what I told the guys when I was trying to push for the extra $10 as a compromise, it's below what the market's bearing.
Sure.
If Buddy wants to come in and buy $89 and throw it up on eBay and sell it for $109 and pay his fees, he's still up $5.
Right.
Like, even after paying his fees.
Right.
So, it's
worth it for $5?
That's not the point, though. The point is we're not selling locally at a price. We're still selling locally at a price that is below what they're actually getting online.
Sure.
Right.
It's
above our traditional markup.
Right.
Right. Which would probably be the same markup as like a Walmart and Toys R Us, which wasn't much.
Right.
But, you know, I mean, that's the toy guys were competitive.
But you know what? But the thing is, too, with, and when it comes to specialty shops like yourself,
yeah,
I always thought that, you know what? Yeah, you might pay a little bit more for what you're getting,
mm-hmm.
but they're going to have it,
mm-hmm.
you know, as opposed to trying to, you know, search the Walmarts, the Toys R Us.
The old adage there is, okay, brand new Ninja Turtles line comes out. Yeah, you're going to get it cheaper at Walmart and Toys R Us, but you better get it the first 3 days.
Try to find it.
Then they're out.
Yeah.
They're totally out. And let's use a number. They had them at $79.99.
Yeah.
You know, now we have them at $89.99 or $94.99 or whatever.
Whatever,
but
yeah.
we have them for the next 4 months,
right.
3 months.
Right. right?
And so the person's, okay, you know, I really want this. Toys R Us is out. I have to pay $10 more than if I waited in line at Toys R Us or
yep.
whatever.
Yep.
You know, that's kind of a part and parcel to the thing. You know, they have the benefit of selling volume, you know, mitigating all their like overhead and stuff to maybe probably make it less than ours. I don't know. Point is you're right. It's that toy thing is an analogy to what's happening with the comics right now. Comics are hot online. We can get more for them online than we are locally, and we're running to put them online to capitalize on that.
Right.
Kind of being short-sighted and not worrying about what the collecting community at the local shop's going to look like if we do this continually for the next 2 years.
Because do you think, and I'm just throwing this out there, do you think that the way that the market's going, that people will just end up throwing their hands up in the air and say, F it, I can't compete anymore, I can't buy I can't buy what I want to buy anymore, and so I'm not even going to bother collecting. Done. I'm done. I'm done.
It's
too hard to find.
Collectors are too resilient, I think.
How many collectors do you think actually buy off eBay?
I don't know. I think a lot.
I'm sure there's lots that don't.
Yeah, there are those people that have to feel the books in their hands, and that's why local shops, cons,
right,
were you know 99% of
sure.
their pickups, right?
I know. I can say that most people I know that are collectors of somewhat older books, not even Golden Age, older books, do not buy books on eBay. I can name, of my close circle of people that I know that are collectors, they don't do it. It's the people that are, you know, in I don't know, far, you know, either have lots of money to blow on this stuff, which
yep.
I don't have, that's not my circle of friends.
Right.
Or they're further away and they don't have a local shop to buy this stuff.
Right, right.
I think the only books I've ever bought have been through you.
Right, right. You so, bought at cons.
Online.
Well, local pickup, right?
Local
you don't have
pickup.
To worry about shipping. You don't
yep.
have to worry about duty if it's coming from the States.
That's right.
Right, yeah.
Yep.
So, and the convenience of, you know the seller. If there's a problem with the book, you can return it.
Now, having said that, I've bought new books,
yeah.
brand new books,
right.
off of some of the other stores
yep.
that offer variants that, you know, yeah, a big B doesn't do or
right.
whatever, right?
right?
So I've done that, but yep. that's the only way you're going to get that book
right.
is to get that
right.
to get that Adam Hughes variant cover, whatever. I have to go through Golden Apple Comics or whatever.
Right, or you have to go through, like, what was that guy, Art Germ's site, directly.
Directly through him, yeah, that's right.
All right, so where are we then on this argument
here? I don't know if it's an argument, but it's...
Well, it's a good observation on your part. Where are we, though? So you're right.
I think in an ideal world, I'm not saying that you need to put your 181 or your 129 on your wall at the store, mm-hmm. but it would be nice to see a wider variety of books than the junkers, the $5 books.
Yeah.
And new stuff. There'd be there has to be a happy medium where, hey, maybe I'm not going to get that FF55, but maybe an FF207 or something,
right,
something to look at.
35 centers,
or She-Hulk 6 or something like that, right?
Yeah. No, you're right.
You know, and have a selection of those, and not just throw them in the $5 bins and say dive for them yourself. You know, which I understand takes a little bit of, you know.
Well, we're gonna try that. We're lucky because we got. Well, I don't know if it's lucky, but we're lucky in the sense that we got extra stock right now. But it's like a lot of work to put those stuff. So we're trying to get, you know. In my last post on Sunday night, I took a picture of our showcase, the back of the store, where we were supposed to be putting this nice Copper Age stuff.
Right,
up.
Right.
And it's empty because we haven't been doing it.
Right.
And that's neglecting the local collector.
Right.
Right. So, you know, even when we have stuff, it's still work to get it done.
Sure.
Right.
Sure.
And then you always find an excuse to do other work. Like, hey, well, if I put it up there, I can get 10 less books up on eBay.
Well, that's just it.
You know,
right?
That kind of stuff. Yeah, right. So absolutely. It's like a vicious circle. But
I can spend 5 minutes putting this book up on eBay and make $500, or I can spend 5 minutes putting this book on the showcase and make $10.
Right,
I get it. I totally get it.
But any shop that's in it for the health of the industry, for the long game, for their own health, right, has to nurture their community.
Right.
Right. And not doing so, neglecting it, it comes at your own peril. Right?
Well, and then
we haven't really, or none of the shops really, because of this COVID thing where the restrictions have come in or whatever, and none of that is really kind of played out for months.
I guess, but even pre-COVID, I a lot of stores don't have a great selection of back issues.
We were still okay. Like we I'm talking about a store that was
right
compared to now.
I see.
It's different for a store that always struggled to get back issues because maybe their staff doesn't have back issues.
Sure.
You know, credentials.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So they're never going to have good back issues,
right,
just because
right.
they don't know how to buy and they don't know how to price. They don't know how to sell.
Yeah.
What I mean by that is, you know, successfully
return
and all that kind of stuff. So. So what's happening is a store like ours that always had good back issues, just slowly over time, our back issues. So, you know, I remember it was like 2, 3, 4 years ago. I remember Spidey's under 10. They're in our showcases.
Sure.
Back, number 7, number 8.
Now you can't find any.
Oh, you know, Spidey under 100, you can't find in a store now.
I know.
Right? Never mind under 10.
That's crazy.
Under 100. Right?
Yeah.
So, yeah, like I said, though, it hasn't played out the cost to these shops yet, because I think this kind of started really happening last fall.
Yeah.
And since last fall, there's been 2 shutdowns where we live.
Yep.
Right?
Yep.
There really hasn't been enough time where people come in on a consistent basis and are consistently disappointed. And are, you know what I mean? There hasn't been enough water under the bridge of you neglecting your local customers in order for you to feel how it's going to detrimentally affect you.
But sometimes it's hard. It's also hard to judge neglect or disappointment, because they might not be vocal about it. They may just walk in and
leave. That's
what
I meant, though.
Right?
Like a measure in terms of, I meant, you know, like not enough water under the bridge has gone by to assess the damage that you're doing.
Right.
Because it's not vocal, right?
Right.
It's easy to assess it if everybody bitches at you.
Sure.
Then you hear it right away. You go,
yeah.
Crap, I better, you know, give this some attention.
Absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely.
I don't know.
I don't know where we're at. I think that it'd be great. I mean, obviously with the pandemic, it's hard to, you know, you can't force stores to be open because they can't be open. But it'll be interesting to see what the back issue market is going to look like when the stores are able to open up on a regular basis.
Right. Right. And remember, now you're, to a degree, this is an analogy. Okay. Remember, you're savvy and you always know about the art community at cons.
Right.
You remember about 10, 12 years ago when the big change
happened.
When guys were doing head sketches for buddy at $20.
Yeah.
And guess why did they stop?
Oh, I totally agree.
Why did they stop?
Right.
Because buddy, take that. Oh, can you do it? It's for me. It's for my girlfriend.
Yep.
Yeah, no problem, pal. What's her name? Just don't have to put her name.
Exactly.
And then he sees that he did it for $20 and buddy's selling it for $190 on eBay the next day.
Yep.
Right?
Yeah.
So, if you go, and I guess we control the price, so there's no excuse, right? If we're happy with what we sell it for, we shouldn't give two craps about what he's putting it or she's putting it on eBay for,
right?
But you see a bunch of those, you go, "Ooh, I sold them for $60, and buddy got $180." You let one go.
Yeah.
But after you see four or five, you start thinking to yourself, what am I doing here?
Starts to sting.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm hurting myself.
Totally.
Am I hurting myself? Because you would love it if you didn't see that book on eBay.
Sure.
You would love it if you knew that Alan bought it and it went to his wartime, Russ Heath collection.
Right, right.
And it's sitting beautifully nestled in with his other Russ Heaths.
Sure.
Keeping each other warm on a winter night. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It makes you feel good that you helped that local collector.
I get it. And so maybe part of it is just, I just can't, I'm getting priced out of the market.
You know what it is?
Right?
This is what it is.
What is it?
It's collecting passports.
Collecting passports.
IDs.
Right.
And collecting passports.
Okay.
I'm not going to sell to anybody unless that person can prove to me and sign contractually that they're a collector.
Yeah.
And that they're not going to resell it tomorrow.
Oh, wouldn't that be nice?
Yeah.
And I get it. As I said before, I totally understand. And I mean, as you know, the whole original art thing is a great analogy because, you know, 10 years ago, okay, 20 years ago maybe, I remember talking to somebody, I can't remember who it is now, and one of the artists at one of the shows, and I said, I looked at the price. He said, sketches, $400. And I thought, and I must have made some sort of comment under my breath or whatever, because I wasn't trying to insult the guy, but
right.
He said, look, I get it. He goes, but the thing is, 10 years ago I was doing 20 sketches and I would charge, $20 each.
Yeah.
Now I can do two sketches.
I'm
doubling my money.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So what's the difference?
Right.
So, and I get it because there's always going to be somebody that's going to pay that money for it. Right.
Right.
So, and so maybe it's just sour grapes on my part because I'm like, I'm getting priced out. I'm getting so priced out of original artwork and old books and everything. I just can't afford it.
Let me ask you something. You know what doesn't exist?
What's that?
I used to, I think. At local shops is like a collecting community club.
Right, right.
Like a collecting club.
Yep.
Comic book collectors club. And I guess... The old triple C. I guess what my point would be is, all right, you have a meeting.
Yeah.
You get the Doritos out, get the Diet Pepsi, and you have a meeting.
Yeah.
And you go, look, fellas, ladies.
Listen here, see.
Look here, see. Forget FF 1/77. Forget Spidey 1/129. Forget it. Let's start collecting. Let's start a community on collecting stuff that we can collect and that the shop can support your collecting.
Right.
Let's work on ROM.
Right. Great.
Let's work on the NAM.
Oh.
Let's work on, Marvel 2-in-1.
New universe.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Merc. Let's work on, I don't know. Obviously, that's not going to work. But my point is... It may work.
It might. But, okay, for example...
Because you had a focus.
You do have to focus. I agree. And that's part of the fun.
Yeah.
That's
and then the once you focus on, let's just say, like, sorry to cut you off, but let's just say 1978 to the implosion of 1993 or whatever.
Right.
It was, right? You just go hog wild and you try to support every single title from there. As a shop.
Yeah.
As
yeah,
a shop.
Yeah,
you
yeah.
keep buying.
Yeah.
You keep buying those 40 cent and 50 cent
sure.
and 75 cent comics, right?
Love
and
to
you
buy
keep
them.
Buying all the titles that you can, and you keep stocking them, and you keep and because they're A, they're collectible, B, they have value.
Yeah.
They don't have the $10,000 value, but they're not $2 books.
Right.
They'll have values anywhere from $5 to $50.
Yeah.
Right.
Even a hundred.
Yeah. Right. So cognitively as a shop, you say, hey, I'm going to support this era.
Yeah.
And I'm going to try to keep restocking this era and build a collecting community around this era.
I think that's a fantastic idea.
That could happen, actually.
I think it's a great idea.
Right.
Yep.
Okay, we're going to try that.
Because you know what? Because this way, you're going to get us old dogs
uh-huh.
who want to support and buy the older books,
mm-hmm.
the books that we grew up with. But at the
right.
same time, you might get some newer collectors who want to buy the later end stuff, where they can still buy comics based on the characters they like. So
right.
you know, they're still going to buy Spider-Man and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
You know, maybe they won't buy ROM like I would.
Right.
But they might get their FF or their Spidey or Batman or whatever, because they still can recognize those characters.
Right. Right.
Right.
Right. Now you like you know what a good. Title to collect would be, and I'm just trying to think through titles here, you know, 90% of it would be cheap, but technically speaking now, the number one is 33 years old.
What's that?
1 to 181 of Wolverine.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Wolverine, A-list character.
Yep.
The books aren't new.
Nope.
They're still in that newsprint.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? They
yeah,
still
yeah.
feel like old comics.
Yeah.
1988, 89, 90, 91.
Yeah.
You know, like and there are good, you know, Lazarus Project.
Oh, yeah.
Good, great cover.
Weapon X.
Weapon X.
Marvel Comics Presents.
Marvel Comics
yeah.
Presents. But still, there's some great classic covers. There's some great crossovers of other Marvel characters.
Yeah.
That's a good title.
Sure, absolutely.
Right?
Yeah.
And
those are the books that should be in your bins.
Right. And those are the types of titles that you should be supporting a collecting community being evolving around.
Right.
Because that's the type of collecting community you can help evolve.
Absolutely.
At a local level.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I don't know if we've solved anything, Chris.
Well, as usual, the proper 12 helped a little bit.
Oh my goodness. We forgot to...
Mention it.
Mention our
Yeah, our proper
fuel.
12.
Yeah.
Along with the Tito's. Pizza.
The Tits Pizza? Tito's Pizza?
Yeah. So we'll have to take a picture of that.
And throw yes,
it
up we will.
Maybe
yes,
we'll get it. Maybe we'll get a free pizza out of it. Probably not, though.
No, probably not. No. Maybe we'll get two.
That'd be nice.
Free pizzas.
What are you trying to say?
Tits Pizza?
Yeah, I get it. I know.
Okay.
I know. I was trying to play coy there.
Right. Okay.
Yeah.
I just pulled a Norm Macdonald.
Yeah, yeah.
And I explained my own joke.
Listen, if you have any suggestions on how to, I don't know.
Yeah, if you have a complaint about your local comic shop and a complaint in general about, you know, the internet hoarding and overcharging.
Or what are your thoughts on, you know, maintaining a brick and mortar store?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Let us know.
Collecting comics through a brick and mortar
yeah.
store.
Yeah. yeah.
Or is it a viable notion?
Yep.
All right.
All right.
See everybody next week.
Have yourself a great day.